School Wind Ensemble.
Good morning, Hopkins Junior High Wind Ensemble. Privileged to be here with you this morning, looking forward to your performance very much. And then I have the pleasure of working with you a bit at the end of your performance. So I'll save most of my comments for then, but I hope you find the comments along the way to be of help to you as individuals and also to your growth as an ensemble later on. Best wishes on a terrific performance, and again, thank you for being here and sharing your immense talents with us. Very nice. Nice precision, nice effects. Like to hear just a hair more saxophone balance-wise. Careful in the membranophones in the percussion section. There's not so much resonance that you don't, that we lose clarity of rhythmic precision. Sometimes we have to muffle things a bit, especially in a great hall. Be careful not to let certain notes pop out on our instruments if they are not accented. Try to beware of unwanted accents. Yeah, woodwinds, measure 50. Love to hear a little bit more depth to the crescendo as much as is possible within the particular writing there. Very, very good listening across to one another. Bravo. Use of dynamics. I love the line shape. I think that the percussion section and clarinets may be a bit strong at the beginning of the flute solo. Yeah, this was better at the beginning. Nice sound in the horns. Bravo. Yeah, and the trumpets and upper winds Like earlier in the piece, love to hear a little bit more energy generated in the actual accents and just the greater awareness of not creating unwanted accents. Also, we have to be careful, and this is a tricky one. We have to be careful the lower we are to make sure that we understand that our instruments are going to, A, respond slightly more slowly, B, and I do think you have a good awareness of that, by the way, B, that we're going to create a little bit more resonance than the upper instruments, a little bit more length because of the bore and the shape of our instruments and consequently the shape of our airstream that comes out the end of our instruments. So all this is to say that a flute is going to be naturally shorter than a tuba, for example. So when we have similar or identical rhythms, take the last three measures as an example, the tubas have to play considerably shorter than the flutes do in order for things to sound the same. That's a hard to get used to, but is a fact of life, unfortunately, or for better or worse. Very fine control of sounds and intonation overall. Careful to manage our air on diminuendos and crescendos. Start a little bit softer at 9, if we can. I'd love to hear a little bit more push and pull in the pacing. I don't know this piece well, and so I'm not sure what I personally would do with it, but it seems to me just to be to have a little bit more potential for pacing. Flutes, make sure you keep your ears down and into the horns. Very, very nice control of sound. We need to play into their sound with a little bit more integrity of pitch and color if we can. Playing in the solo clarinet. Be careful underneath listen as closely as you can so that all the chords are really well tuned. Yeah, occasionally just a little bit of sharpness from the low brass and reeds. Again, flutes get down into the lower octave. Yeah, if the triplet's going to slow up that much, which is great, make sure the eighth notes don't hurry. Dee 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 da dee. So they're part of an ongoing retard. Love to hear more harmonic movement toward beat 3, measure 55. Beautiful playing though, beautiful sounds. Love your devotion to one another. Tough, tough ending. Tough, tough ending. Nicely done. I'll bet on occasions that is just stellar. Today was good. We had a few things happen for us, intonation-wise and control-wise, that made it a little bit more challenging. I also applaud and love the rotation that you're employing part-wise. Bravo to you for having the, first of all, for having the courage to do that, and secondly, for the depth that you obviously have and the evenness that you have accomplishment-wise amongst yourselves, that you are able to do that. It gives everyone an opportunity to have a full development of their skills, because playing different parts is a skill in and of itself, and that's just terrific that you guys are able to rotate like that. It also gives the percussionists a chance to do their thing in terms of preparing for the next piece. I know as a conductor it always feels like an hour between pieces when I'm watching the percussionist, and to the percussionist it always feels like you're hurrying. Difference of time perception, right? Nicely done. You'd be sure in the sax and clarinet that the da-da-da-da-da and da-da-da-da sound distinctly different, both played with great integrity. You know, if you added a little bit more buoyancy to the articulation in the lower reeds, I think you would be happy. And again, we have this issue of the bigger the instrument is, you have to adjust length to accommodate the size of your instrument. Otherwise, things get kind of rumbly down below. Yeah, nice, beautiful resonant sound. Sometimes the accompaniment's a bit heavy here for the melody. Careful. shuffle in the suspended cymbal to save your crescendo to the end. Be the last one there. Again, in the upper winds and upper brass, too, be sure you listen down to the lower octave, especially in melodic passages. Yeah, this is very, very challenging here for... Love to hear better center of pitch at the beginning in the lower instruments. A little bit more sound from flute and horn, a little bit more security. Play with your most beautiful sound in the saxophone. If you have vibrato, be a good time to use it. More substance to the crescendo, measure 86. Nicely done at the cadence there. Again, a little bit more centeredness of sounds in the low brass would be helpful. Very, very challenging to play softly, always. You're striving to do it with artistic integrity, which is great. Bravo. Again, in the percussion section, be the last ones to take us over the top. It'll make the crescendo so much more effective if you do so. Also, the rest of us have to pay attention to what our assignment is on a crescendo. For example, at 100, really the people who should crescendo first are the people with motion into beat 2, then beat 3, and finally the percussionist. If we look at our parts, we can kind of tell sometimes whether we should crescendo sooner or later. In general, bass group crescendo sooner as well. Nicely done at the end, very artistically shaped. Bravo. Thank you. percussionist again, be careful not to crescendo sooner than anyone else. In fact, crescendo always later. Bravo, trumpets. Love to hear more clarinet and flute if it's possible, balance-wise. We kind of have to probably temper the dynamics elsewhere for that to happen. But also, we need to energize greatly in those upper instruments, particularly in the middle register in the clarinets. Lovely solo playing. Bravo. Trombones, accuracy of pitch. That needs our attention. 209, 10, so on. Yeah, I'd love to hear more from Fortissimo in the low brass, a little bit more raucous. Personally, really lovely playing. Keep in mind, you'll get more lilt in your sound if you move from 3 into 4 and from 6 into 1. Always generate air over the bar lines and over the middle of the beat if you can. Bravo.
Let's hear it again from Hopkins Junior High School.